Good day to you. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. We are here. You are here. We are going to be talking about true crime. I mean, who'd have thunk?
Welcome.
Who would have thought? Yeah, exactly. Welcome. I hope you brought your emotional support drinks and they're on the near and ready. But first and foremost, I want Amy to tell us about our show and tell for the week.
Amazing. I cannot wait to, but my first question is, how many support drinks do you have with you right now?
3.5 bottle of water that was here last time. But
I
also,
I only have two.
I'm right next to the mini fridge, which in fact has a snack and two more different beverages, just in case I need to mix it in.
Listen, what if the mood strikes you and you just need...
One is a cream soda, one's a sparkling water, one's a still water, one has hydration in it, and then one's a coffee. Like, obviously, they're different things, and so I need them all.
Yes. I have gotten to the point also where I have emotional support drink carriers. Like, my coffee is always in the same cup. My water is always in the same cup. And it's getting a little much, but you know what? This is how we're surviving the season. So
it's
we're
fine.
All happy about it. But we do have a show and tell this week. We have no need to buy anything additional, right?
No.
I am tapped out. My wallet is tapped out. My need for more stuff is tapped out. We have been, you know, I feel like for the past 4 or 5 months on just like a purge kick. And I feel like every time I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, we're on a good track. I turn
then
around.
Then I buy
and
a lot of shit.
Else. So I'm not going to give you a stuffs to buy. My need to watch, binge watch things on television is like at an all time high. Like, I don't want to just watch a one off. Like, I want to watch something that I can really sink myself into.
I will never not want a good binge. Like, there's just never a time where I'm like, nah, I'm good. Unless I'm currently in the middle of something. But I'm just saying, like, I'm always down for options.
But you always have a show that you're like,
and on different things. Yes. So that's one thing about The Housewives that I do miss before I had Peacock. I miss, but I don't miss at all, is now I get them the next morning because I don't have cable.
Yeah.
So now I get them the next morning, and so I no longer binge watch all of the seasons in one sitting. Not one sitting, you know, like two.
But you can get it, yeah, weekly, which I love and also hate, because I do have
that's the only, exactly, but those are the only type of ones that I will watch like that. I say that, and then did you see that House of the Dragons? Did I say that right? Is that the one that's the new dragon? No, it's not Game of Thrones, but it's the new one.
Oh, okay. No.
The new preview is coming out.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to our episode 2 weeks ago, you know about Z's love for dragons. So this is big deal. Big deal. But I recently got a new laptop for work, and it came with 3 months of Apple TV because it's a MacBook for free. And surprisingly, I've never had Apple TV. Like, I know that a lot of people are super into it. It was one of those things where I didn't need to add another streaming service, and so I just never did. But I was like, well, this is free. It's 3 months. Like, that feels to me like a long time. So I downloaded it and I started to watch a few things, and some of the stuff on there is really good. It's kind of a different streaming platform than I'm used to, but I started watching The Servant and I am obsessed. So it came out in 2020. So hi, I'm late to the party as usual, but I could not stop watching it. I have one episode left before it is done. It's 4 seasons, so it's a decent binge. It's not so long that you kind of feel trapped. Sometimes I feel like I watch shows and like it's so many seasons, it's like 12 seasons and you're like, oh God, this is never going to end. I'm never going to.
Or they have like 50 episodes each season and you're like, wow, okay, there's only 4 seasons, but this is in fact 795 episodes.
Right. So there's like 10 episodes in every season. So it's like short enough that it's good. And the story so far, now I'm on the last episode, so I might be like, what the fuck when this is over and feel like it's just not that good. So far, it's like, okay, I think it's going to end. Like, it's going to wrap itself up. It's not going to, it's, I don't think it was one that got like canceled at the last minute or anything like that. So, 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 so good. If you have never seen it before, it is about a family whose baby passes away and then they hire a nanny. So you heard that, right? The baby passes away. Then they hire a nanny and the nanny meets the baby and the baby is one of those reborn dolls. And of course, I know how much.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the reborn dolls. So you could listen to our, what episode did
I? It was a parenting episode
about conflict with others. Yeah, so.
We got into a little argumento with some lady who is really into reborn dolls. Immediately, within the first 20 minutes of the show, I'm like, what is happening? There's a reborn doll in this show. I immediately text Z. But it just gets stranger and stranger from there. So it's got cults. It's got obsession and crimes. It's totally up our alley. So if you haven't watched it yet and you think, I didn't really hear much about this, I do think it's kind of like a hidden gem. I don't know that – I didn't hear a lot of people talking about it. And I think because it's on Apple TV, it's not like a more popular – streaming system, so I don't think very many people knew about it. And the show ended after 4 seasons, and it ended this year, so March was like the last like season. Take a few days, binge the whole thing. Definitely recommend, definitely check it out. I think you said you have not seen this, is that right?
I have not. I have Apple TV for free right now too, but I just never activate it because I worry about paying for it afterwards.
Yeah, that was my worry too. And I know like this is the reason that they do this because consumerism high, but it's like $7. So I figure like if I don't love it or if I need to keep it for one show, $7, I can justify it, I guess, if I really need to. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on.
I did finish, speaking of docuseries though, I did finish the Twin Flames docuseries.
Love.
I have so many questions about your personal thoughts on how they portray. Yeah. I know you know what I'm the last episode, I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was going to be one. I didn't realize it was a gender studies assignment. So there was that. Two, like I didn't, I did not know the depth that psychologically went into that.
Yeah. Maybe we need to do an episode. I'm serious. Maybe we need to do an episode about it.
It's crazy. It's still ongoing. And and allegedly these things are happening. Okay. Because I do not want to get in trouble with those people. That man is not a nice man. And I do not want to be on his bad side because I don't want to have to talk to him. Okay. I would lose so many crucial brain cells from speaking to anybody with those kind of ideologies like that.
Agreed.
But the docuseries was good. Docuseries was good. I would recommend it. It's crazy and eye-opening and just so weird to see what is still happening today.
Yes. Agreed. So although our show and tell is The Servant, if you have not seen...
Yeah, I think Escaping the Twin Flames or Escaping Twin Flame University because it's called The Twin Flame University. And I guess because they sell courses and have coaches that teach courses. But I'm honestly still not sure why they call it a university.
No, I'm sure it's... for the perpetuating of cult, you know, like it's, maybe it's not university. Maybe it's Twin Flame Universe.
Oh, it probably is universe. Sorry about that.
But I mean, it does, university would make sense, but I think the actual name of the cult is Twin Flame Universe. Or
that's
what they've called.
Probably more correct. Sometimes I look at words and just assume what they are. And that's the only thing that I can ever read.
Why not? Right. So yes, lots of time. Probably less time to binge stuff right now because everybody's so busy, but I definitely want to check out and binge things during this time of year because it's just, you just shut that brain off for a while, which is great.
What else are you going to do? It gets dark at like noon.
My God. Yeah, it's like dark now. We're, it's what time? 12:30? It's totally, it's pitch black. I'm exhausted. I feel like I live in Alaska. Are we ready to talk about this case?
I think so.
Let's do it. It's a doozy. It's a doozy and one that...
It's just weird. Yeah. But cool, it's just but weird. Not cool. Weird, not cool. Somebody died, so never cool.
Death isn't cool. But yeah, let's get into it.
So we are always talking about women who poison, or maybe we aren't, but traditionally like poisoning. Are, yeah. Yes, right? Okay. But traditionally, poisoning is seen as a woman's crime. It's for the females. And I know you've heard us joking about how we're going to, like, slowly poison our husbands over time each time they piss us off. But, like, for legal reasons, that's a joke. Don't call the cops. And they both travel too much anyway, so we would not be able to get a lethal dose in them. So no worries, okay? No worries.
They're safe, everyone, okay? They're fine.
For legal reasons.
Right, for legal reasons, they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they were on last week's episode. You can listen to that.
Yeah, exactly. A welfare check. There you go. They were just here. They're fine. Everybody's great.
Exactly. But today we are going to flip it and reverse it. And let's get into it. A Colorado dentist was formally charged with first degree murder in the death of his wife after he allegedly poisoned her pre-workout shakes with arsenic, and this is why you shouldn't work out. Or maybe this is why I'm going to have my children sample my pre-workout, because I just apparently want to live in chaos forever and always, you know? Why not?
Why not? Full of the jokes today. But also, isn't that kind of like the equivalent of like a canary? That you,
yes!
You know, like just Ren becomes the canary in your house. You just start.
It would take him. Less of him, it less for him to, you know, I'd know quicker.
You would. See, there you go.
That's what they're there for. I have one in a spare, right?
That's right. A practice one. You just know? Kidding. They're both wonderful gifts. They're magnificent. They're very safe.
Okay? Yes, they're safe. They're loved. They're cared for.
So James Craig was 45, and he went to court because of a complaint stating that this was in March of 2023, so like kind of recent, stating that between March 5th and March 21st of 2023, he used intent to cause the death of his wife, whose name is Angela. On March 15th, Angela Craig arrived mid-morning at a university hospital in Colorado. She suffered a severe seizure and was put on life support and was soon after declared brain dead. And this was all according to when he was arrested. So the detectives said that Craig planned an intricate and complex scheme to poison his wife because he had planned on starting a new life with an orthodontist with whom he was having an affair. The orthodontist flew to see Craig while his wife was in the hospital, which, come on, if your wife is in the hospital because you poisoned her, don't have your mistress also.
Can you just wait? That's filthy and disgusting, and you're a vile human. Like, you are.
Come on. It's like rude.
It is so rude.
So, you might be wondering, James Craig, the dentist, how did he do it?
Ew, and he, can we just also say he has two first names, which don't trust people with two first names. James Craig, what kind of name is that, sir? That's a murderer's name. That's what it is.
And
be careful.
Living up.
Be careful of those people.
Manifest destiny. He definitely lived up to that name because he's a murderer. He owned a dental practice, and his partner told investigators that James had ordered potassium cyanide, even though they didn't need it for work. I think if he was my business partner, I would be like, hey, buddy, let's have a talk about this before you order potassium cyanide on the books. I don't even know what a dentist would use potassium cyanide for. So that was maybe his first mistake. In the days leading up to his wife's death, James researched online multiple poisons, how do poisons work to kill someone, and if they can be detected. The searches on YouTube and Google included how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human, is arsenic detectable in an autopsy, 5 undetectable poisons that show no signs of foul play, how to make poison, and the top 10 deadliest plants that can kill you.
Could you imagine if they, like, if either one of our husbands die? I was talking to somebody about this episode this morning, actually. We have house guests. And I was talking to them about, they asked so kindly, oh, what are you podcasting about today? And I was like, oh, this guy fucking murdered his wife. Just in these words. Just because I am who I am. And if you come to visit, you're welcome. You'll love me. Or you won't and get out of my house. So either way, I was like, yes, you know, this guy, he murdered his wife, et cetera, et cetera. And they were like, oh, okay. And then the husband looked at me a little, and then the wife was like, we're going to watch you a little, because I've been cooking for them too all weekend. And so they're like, we're going to watch you a little bit more carefully. And I was like, ha ha ha. No, because I would go straight to jail now. If Roberto or if Chris ever, like, if they pass away, we are straight to jail, because I am almost certain that you and I have Googled half of these, if not all of them.
And probably usually during an episode. Like,
and
we're like
more than once.
Meeting, right.
Because I can never remember. I mean, what day is it? Who's to say? Not me. I do not know. I have literally not a clue. I know if it's a weekday. I'll know if it's a Tuesday or Thursday because we go to dance. But other than that, that's it.
We don't know. Yeah. And no also, it, once it's in my noggin, like, it goes right out the other end. So I'm going to probably have to look it up again. But he searched online for answers to these questions. And then this was happening a few weeks before the wife died. So he didn't really take a ton of time to do his research, because it was like a few weeks before. You know, I feel like most of the time when people, when the ladies are poisoning, which is where, what we, you know, tend to do the most research on, they're like,
they're better prepared.
It's like a long game. It's like, we're going to poison. I'm going to put a little bit in today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit the next day, all the things.
Because we're built for birthing. So we know how to just hunch down and endure.
That's
right. We're just going to be here and we're just going to work it on out.
Not James Craig. He does a couple weeks. That'll dabble
through. Yeah, 2 weeks.
That's all he needs to do. Yeah. And then he ordered his arsenic from Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you could do that.
Number one, neither did I. And now I'm a little scared to even search it because
I'm not,
you know,
going
I want to.
To.
Like,
I really
I
do.
It?
I want
to
look
I
it
this?
And I want to look
Can't
it up
wait.
And I want to try to order it to my house and see what happens. But then I'm not going to.
Is like, this going to be like
around and
a
find
state,
out, right?
State situation? Like some of my Amazon.
Or do I have to wait a week?
Right. Are like the same day. And some of them I
are they going to check my ID at the door, or like they do for alcohol purchases sometimes online? Like, are they going to check my ID at the door? Or what's going to happen?
Is my name going to go on a list? Absolutely. Ooh. It is. It's probably actually already on that list. So, but he orders it from Amazon, which, all right. I just feel like, I don't know that I order very many embarrassing. I mean, I order pretty much everything on Amazon. But if I'm going to, like, order arsenic, I'm probably going to go somewhere that's not linked to my Amazon account.
I mean, just kind of like if I would imagine if I was in the market to purchase sex toys, I wouldn't buy them on Amazon, because I feel like then all that would come up when I went to search for things later would be sex toys, which, like, whatever, to each their own. That's just not what I want to come up if I'm, like, potentially, you know, looking at Amazon in public because I need to buy a Barbie present for some kid that Aurora's friends with, you know?
Barbie sex toy. Right?
I mean, what else? They probably sell those right now because why not? Because
Barbie's the big
hit. Barbie's very popular,
so.
Yeah.
Barbie sex toys and arsenic. That's what the name of this episode is going to be. He received the package on March 4th. So this is all very close. 2 days later, his wife was admitted to the hospital with symptoms that aligned poison. She was released that day, but returned to the hospital on March 9th and stayed through March 14th. So she's getting very sick. I don't know if he ever learned the proper amounts of arsenic, but what he didn't learn is that when the ladies are poisoning, it's like I said, it's a haunch in.
A little bit over time.
We're going to do it small and small. But a blood sample was taken on March 9th that showed she had toxic but not lethal levels of arsenic in her blood. She was hospitalized, and James Craig ordered 2 additional poisons because obviously the arsenic is not working fast enough. Cyanide and olandrin, which I don't know what that is.
And it doesn't matter because he never got to poison her with it. I mean, but the thing, and the police ended up intercepting it.
They did intercept the Olandrin, so I guess that must have, which I guess you can use, like, arsenic for other things, but I wonder if, like, the Olandrin is, like,
or maybe it's, like, if you're doing a bomb search, like, on how to make an explosive, and you just, like, continue, and then you start ordering the different supplies, maybe a red flag goes off, especially if you're stupid enough to buy them all from Amazon. Like, go to your local hardware store. Go to several. Drive right. to the next town. Actually, just don't murder people. Just, like,
stop
don't do it,
okay? Stop poisoning your wife. If you don't want to be with
just
your
divorce
wife.
Divorce her. Don't be with her.
Say, I don't want to be with you anymore. I know that that might sound mad, like, hard, and you might, like, hurt her feelings, but guess what hurts her feelings more? That she's dead.
Like, or that you're cheating on her the whole time, too, because apparently this may or may not have been his first affair within the marriage. So he was just such a stand-up dude. And the fact that he's, again, trying to schmurder, or not trying, he successfully unalived his wife because he wanted to sleep with somebody else or be with somebody else. Like, just be with them. And don't be with her.
That's what I don't understand either. And on top of that, that you go so far as to murder your spouse because you want to date somebody else that, like, could be just a fling. Like,
And you're going to have problems with that new spouse, too, or that new significant other. Like, what do you mean? Like, this one sucks that you have now, but at least you know all. Like, it's the shit you know versus, like, what? Like, do you know that the grass is, in fact, greener on the other side? Because, like, what you're doing is, like, fun and exciting because
it's dangerous.
You're so rebellious and LOL, look at us. But what's going to happen when the lights turn on figuratively and you're out there in the world every day with this person? And also just get a divorce. Just get a divorce and don't murder your spouse. Okay?
Right. And if you're cool with your spouse cheating on you, like, that has to be a consensual
then it's
decision.
An arrangement. I was watching this documentary about Frida on the BBC. So good. And it explained her relationship with Ernesto a lot better. And it just, I think, no, Diego. Maybe his, I don't know what his, anyways, his name is Diego. I don't know what his first name is or his last name. But the relationship that they had was more of an open relationship. And you have to, I really like Frida. All that to say is yes. Yes, if you're having that kind of relationship, cool, 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 cool. Everybody,
like,
needs
everyone,
to know.
Right, everyone has to be in on that. You cannot, that's not a decision that you make just as a one-sided decision. Definitely don't cheat on, I mean, obviously, everybody knows where we stand now about cheating on spouses, but also don't kill your spouse for that. Like, that just is, it's such a...
We joke, but, like, it's not funny. It's not funny, and just, like, keep your hands to yourself, you know? We can all do better. We can all do better. The cyanide was actually delivered on March 13th, okay? So the blood samples were taken on March 9th, and it showed that she had toxic but not lethal dosage of arsenic, right?
And this is from the Amazon.com arsenic. So this is before, and then he orders the heavier stuff. But I did look up only the Olandrin, and it is plant-based, and it is extremely lethal. So I wonder if they were looking into him or somebody found it, and they were like, this is a red flag that somebody's even ordering this. Like, it will murder you. Like, it is bad.
For sure, for sure. So the other cyanide was delivered on March 13th, and 2 days later, this is when she returns to the hospital with additional symptoms. So she then suffers a heart attack. She's placed on a ventilator. Her condition rapidly deteriorates until her death on the 18th. She had two more blood draws while she was there for her hospital visit on the 15th, showing that her body increased. So the amount of cyanide in her body increased from noon to 8 p.m. that day. So after she was admitted, her levels started increasing. And I wonder if that's like a alcohol thing. So, you know, after you drink in the next like 2 hours or something like that, or the next hour, I want to say, is when you're at your highest alcohol limit. Something about when it digests in your body like that. And so I wonder if it's the same with cyanide, but then it seems to be crazy that for 8 hours it continued to rise.
Was he with her during that time?
Yes.
So was he just continually feeding her things with cyanide in them? Like, that is...
An expert later suggested that a fresh poisoning had to have happened within that 8-hour window.
Got it. So both the cyanide and the tetrodrolazine have similar effects on the body. So,
which is what they found in her autopsy, was both of those. She had, like, really high limits of, or
levels
dosages,
of those two
levels.
Things. Yes. So tetrahydrolazine is found in, like, Visine. And I have seen this, I feel like, in movies before where people, like, put Visines in, like, in people's
drinks. And it makes you shit yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's, like, not great. So... But I guess if you were to take it, like, a ton, Angela Craig had more than 400 times the amount than would be have been considered, like, a therapeutic dose. So, like, obviously when you use it as it's, like, normal usage, you put it in your eye and it, like, reduces your red eye or whatever. 400 times the limit.
How do you think, did he just, instead of water in her coffee, it was just Visine? He just cut open the top to Visine and then right into the Keurig machine, just it went. And
like a soup? Like, well, yeah, how would you do that without tasting it?
It was in her pre-workout. Do you consume pre-workout? It is.
No, but I know people that
heinous.
Do. I mean, I have, but also.
It is heinous.
Like, it's like a shot. Like, you try and take it as fast as you can.
I try to take it as quick as I can because it is awful. Some people dry scoop it. Oh.
No. And I wonder if she did, because with the cyanide, that comes, it's like a powder. So he could have mixed it in. And, like, if she did just shoot it, it would go faster. Or maybe he added I don't know. It seems like a, I don't know, just seems, it seems bad, everyone. Don't do it. It's not good. Okay?
And even small doses will make somebody, like, really poop their pants, like, super bad.
I mean, let's be honest. If there
That's kind
was
of
something
funny,
I would do
not.
To a person to get back to them,
I would
diarrhea, I'm okay with it. Like, that is...
It's going to clear you out. You're welcome.
Should have been nicer. This is now a detox. You're welcome. It scares me so. Poisoning is something we laugh about, right? It's funny. It's not funny. But you have to eat. You have to drink. And that is, like, such an easy way for somebody to contaminate with your food. Or if you have an allergy and they throw something in there that's, like, you know, peanuts or whatever, that, like, that's allergies, food and, like, food allergies and hide masking things in food. That's the real tear, right? Like, I cannot. But friends told investigators that Angela had been wanting to leave James for years and that the couple was struggling financially. 2 days before he was arrested for her murder, he made an unusual request to his church. Now, he was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, aka a Mormon.
A cult.
Okay, it's a cult. He needed somebody who could come and help organize and clean the basement and the mudroom of his house. I don't know if that was, like, trying to get rid of evidence. I don't know if he was grasping at, like, let's act normal. I need somebody
later,
to help. Or...
Yeah, later some of the church members were like, we felt like we had been implicated in her murder because it felt like that could have been the spot that he had intended the crime to take place. So he wanted it to be clean beforehand. Therefore, it would be easier to clean up after, potentially.
I wouldn't even think about that.
It does not surprise me that he is a Mormon because, wow, I have some thoughts, obviously. Have you heard about the term soaking?
Yes. Recently I heard about there's soaking and there's another one that's like.
Where they jump on the bed?
Yeah, there's that one. This is all sex stuff, everyone. Mormons are real weird about sex stuff. And if you're interested, there's tons of TikToks about it. That is usually where I find my Mormon
information. I'm in some
information.
Facebook groups too.
Are you really? Oh my gosh.
I'm in a Mormon soaking memes or something like that. Oh, it's really, but I'm not in it. It just pops up frequently.
Oh, like a suggested way.
Probably because I keep LOL reacting to all of them. I'm like, ah!
Yeah,
and saving them on my phone. So my FBI agent is like, you know what?
She's really into this, so we're going to keep showing her.
I am,
her
though.
All
I
these
like. I think it's funny and fascinating. I'm not like in, I think it's, but I am into knowing about.
I want to know all the things about your weird religious, like, how is it that everybody who is a Mormon, like, finds this to be, like, an okay behavior?
Yeah.
Just have sex
and,
with
them. And why are like, the Mormon ladies okay with, like, sister wives? But also, I just, like, can we just get rid of the menfolk? Like, ladies, could we just get rid of the menfolk? We only need them to procreate. And
right,
they...
Like that, and that takes, like...
30 seconds tops.
Right. Be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't even technically need them to be present for any of that anymore. No. We could just, they could be somewhere else.
Thank you, modern medicine. Yeah.
Exactly.
You and you can choose the DNA of the, like.
Yeah. And you don't even have to look at them. And they don't have to be
species?
Touching you. You don't have to go to dinner. If you don't
want
to, I mean,
to
you
remind
can.
Remind them a million times of what the things that you need to do.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Into it. But also, we don't just kill those people because we don't want them around anymore.
No,
we say,
we send them to Australia. Yes.
Right.
Yes. We
just
we,
say, no, thank you. And it's okay to say that.
My and body, might, my choice. And
right.
I say no.
And it might make somebody sad, but it is not your job to murder them. You just say, I don't want to play with you anymore. I want to play with this orthodontist now. And that's cool, too. Then go ahead and do that. What is sad is that she'd been wanting to leave him, and she didn't, and that's a bummer. I don't know anything about Angela. She might be a terrible human, but she didn't deserve to be murdered.
Yes, so be nice to your spouse, or you wind up dead. No, I mean, it's rough out there.
Right.
Yeah, for real, though. Like, it's rough. If you feel unsafe, be brave and tell somebody and try to get some help. It's hard to be in those situations, and I can't imagine why she felt like she needed to stay with him, if that was because she ultimately felt deep down that they could make their relationship work because of the love that they had, if it was
right.
a financial thing, if it was societal issues, who's to say? But yeah, I don't know. Get a divorce next time, okay, Mr. James Please. Craig? Don't kill anybody. It's a no. We will be back. We'll see you then. And same place, same time. By that, I mean whatever is your convenience, because we are just living in your pockets, just your
right.
besties over here, pocket friends.
We're here your when you're ready. App. We're just okay. here when you're ready to be here with us.
Bye.
Goodbye.